Well, it is that time of the week now. Let's take a break from the news for a few minutes for a quarantine edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us now is Chris Derides, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us from home today. Chris, from my house to your house, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, so far your dog is being cooperative.
Midas is being very good right now. He's standing by for the quarantunes that we're about to bring people. Now, this is, by the way, an interesting time for DJs because you can't do anything that's in a public setting, but a lot of DJs have taken to social media to live stream stuff. Have you been doing that?
I haven't been doing that, but we're able to program KCRW stuff from home. So I've been dropping in songs onto Eclectic 24. Ann Litt's been hosting Morning Becomes Eclectic. So we're generating new programming, albeit from home.
All right, well, let's get to some of the songs that you have brought us today that might capture the mood of the quarantine that many Americans are in right now. First off, we've got Hello Walls. This is by Willie Nelson.
Hello, Walls.
Hello.
Hello.
How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company.
I think we could all be singing this song right now, Chris, to our walls.
You know, it's as a DJ, you can't really put a song on the air without it having some kind of context of our current situation, right? This was my son's idea, and he's holed up at his apartment in the Echo Park area of Los Angeles with his fiance. He's got two cats and a dog. He has plenty of distractions, but somehow talking to walls resonated with him. It's 1962 this song came out. Willie Nelson wrote this during a pretty prolific time for him. Late 50s, he wrote it, at a time when he also wrote Funny How Time Slips Away and Nightlife and Crazy, which, of course, became a big hit for Patsy Cline.
Okay, well, the next one that you've brought us is a great song by Sam Cooke. This is Another Saturday Night.
Another Saturday night. Seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet, I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night.
You know, I feel like almost any song about a breakup or being single would work in a quarantine right now.
Yes. Well, I was drawn to this one, honestly, because the song, I guess he wrote it. As the story goes, he was cooped up at the Mayfair Hotel. He was touring in England. And the hotel policy barred him from having female guests in his suite. So he left that hotel, and he downgraded to a smaller, less prestigious hotel, hoping that they would let him do whatever he wanted. But the policy still shut him down. So he ended up writing this at the sound check for his gig in the dressing room.
Well, I'm wondering whether one of the songs you've brought us today is going to be Eric Carmen's All By Myself, but I'm looking at the list and no, that is not on your list. But what is next is Shut-Ins. This is by Curtis Stigers and Larry Goldings.
Let's be shut-ins, shut-ins. We'll stay in, see the day in the private way that we do. Let the riffraff and the rabble go out. I'd rather be a shut-in with you.
Chris, you're making me feel a little bit better about this whole quarantine situation.
Well, this is the only song on the list that's brand new, that sort of, you know, came out of the current situation that we're in a way. The story is, originally it was just a love song that Bill was writing for his girlfriend because they're both homebodies and they never leave the house, and they, you know, so it was just for that. But now, the demo 2 weeks ago took on a whole nother meaning, like it was some kind of postcard to their future selves. And so they sent it to their friend Curtis Stigers, who's this jazz singer who's originally from Idaho, and maybe he would react to it. Curtis went in the studio 2 weeks ago and recorded the vocal, and they sent it to me 2 days ago. So this is a brand new song. They just put it up on YouTube, and you know, it's just such a comforting little thing.
All right, well, from Shut-Ins and Hello Walls, we go now to Our House, of course. This is by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Such a cozy room. Such a cozy room. The windows are illuminated by the evening sunshine through them. Fiery gems for you. So hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
You know, I am hoping that, like me, our listeners are thinking to themselves as they're listening to this, rather than, why aren't they talking about the coronavirus? Wow, this is such a nice break from talking about the coronavirus. But tell us more about this one.
Well, I guess I heard this first when I was a kid. My dad had this album, Deja Vu, you know, 1970 it came out. I wore that album out, especially this song, which is a song, that's a pretty intense album, but this song appeals to kids, right? I had no idea that it was written by Graham Nash, that he was writing it while he was living with Joni Mitchell in Laurel Canyon here in Los Angeles. But that just, to me, just adds to the majesty of the song. You know, what must domestic life have been like for those two? And it's really, I think, just a portrait of an ordinary moment. And that's what's so comforting about it. We're all having these very ordinary moments right now.
Well, last but not least, Chris, you have brought us Someday We'll Be Together, of course, by Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Someday we'll be together.
Giving me hope right now, Chris, that indeed someday we'll be together. I don't think it's going to be Easter, but it could be, you know, I don't know, May, June.
Summer. Gosh, I remember the first time I heard this song. I specifically know where I was. I was in the back seat of my parents' car, and I was leaning forward between the front seats, mesmerized by the radio, knowing that my parents were splitting up. So this song always feels a little bittersweet to me. But the Supremes don't actually sing on the song, but the one of the writers, Johnny Bristol, who was producing the track, he's singing with Diana Ross on the track. But it's just such a timeless, hopeful song about, yeah, maybe one day we'll all be back together.
All right, well, if that day does not come soon, we'll bring you back for some more songs that we can dance our quarantine away to. That is Chris DeRitas, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, working from home in West LA. Chris, thank you so much as always.
Jeremy, always good to talk to you. Be well.
You too. And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. We are NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.